You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev and the 2017 Chevrolet Silverado. 0% financing for 84 months, plus up to 10 grand in price reduction. This is better than employee pricing and better than 20% of MSRP. Check it out only at Lakewood Chev.
Saturday night, UFC 215 in Edmonton. The first time UFC will be in Edmonton. And our next guest, super hyped about it, although right now he's probably not in a great mood because he's got the weigh-in coming up in 10 minutes. And I hear cutting weight sucks. Mitch Clark joins us. Mitch, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, all things considered. How are you?
I'm great. How much weight have you had to cut in the last 24 hours?
Weigh-ins aren't until 9 in the morning, but I'm kind of starting my weight cut in about 10 minutes. So, because I wrestle in college, and I'm really particular about scheduling everything properly. So, like, when 3:30 hits, I'm off to cut this weight.
Okay, so what do you do when 3:30 starts? Like, what's the first step?
For me, it's about getting a good sweat going. So I'm going to layer up with some clothing and put on some Albaline or Sweet Sweat, they just kind of like open up your pores. And I'll probably go jog on the treadmill and kind of burn off, get everything going and burn off that glycogen in my body, and then kind of see how the body goes, you know. And then we do a hot bath at the very end with Epsom salts in it, and, you know, I should wake up on weight.
Well, when you put this all together, I mean, this isn't your first time. Is it something you kind of dread leading up to a fight?
You know, I always tell people the same thing, is that there's two fights when I get a fight plan. Is number one, the first fight is to get on weight, and second fight is to fight the other human being.
Which one's tougher?
I'd say the weight cut. You know, the fight's fun. You know, I enjoy fighting in itself. You know, I'm nervous and happy and anxious, and you put it all together, it's super fun. You know, the whole experience. The weight cut is not funded by any means.
Mitch Clark joins us now. Mitch, this will be your third fight in UFC. A little extra pressure, motivation for you to feel the need to get a win?
You know, yes and no. You know, I've been with the UFC for long enough where every fight is important. There's no you have to win your next fight regardless, because, you know, either way you're potentially getting chopped. You know, I'm in the toughest division too. You know, the last three guys I fought are basically top 15, and, you know, it's a dog eat dog kind of division. Everyone's really tough, and so I need to, you know, get a win to put myself back on the map and then work my way back up. But, you know, for me, it's about just go out, go get that W, right?
Now, Alex White, your opponent, he is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy. He's kind of got the orthodox stance from what everyone tells me. What do you see as the strength of White, and what are the areas you feel you can exploit on Saturday?
I feel like you described me and not Alex. Alex is a tall, rangy boxer that's a southpaw.
So he's pretty – this guy's a little bit different than some people he fought in the past?
No, he's I feel like he's kind of similar to – you know, a couple other guys kind of combined. You know, he walks you down. He wants to make me slug with him, because that's where he thrives, is in those firefights. So for me, it's about getting my game plan going and not trading in the pocket and just rock 'em, sock 'em robots. You know, that's where he's good. He's a tall, rangy guy. So, and he's in being left-handed, it kind of, you know, if you were not training for it, it can change everything up a lot.
Now, you're a big competitor. How do you, you know, kind of talk to you and say, listen, I don't want to necessarily stand in here and trade with this guy. I got to stick to my game plan. Is that a hard little discussion in your mind leading up to and into the fight?
You know, it's how you practice, how you play, you know, and with the sparring and stuff, I have great coaches that, you know, I went down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, trained with at Jackson Wink. So, Mike Winklejohn was having guys kind of walk me down and try and engage in that trading sense. So for me, it was about keeping your composure and sticking to the game plan.
Mitch, looking at White's last few fights, you know, they've all gone to the third round. The last three have all gone to a decision. And, you know, early, a lot of his fights were done in the first round. Have you noticed a difference in his approach? And is that something you feel like maybe you can take advantage early in fights? Because lately he's tried to maybe feel his way into a few of them?
Yes and no. You know, he has been fighting tough guys as well. Though his win over
Lobov?
Yeah, Lobov, you know, Cub Swanson couldn't put him way off with five, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, just toughness of the opponents, you know, Tony Martin was able to take him down repeatedly, but wasn't able to do much. And I think he would just want to hold him down. So, you know, partly I think if you want to set the standard early, make him back up and kind of that type of thing. But it does, for me, it doesn't really matter because, you know, I was training at elevation. I train hard. I train with some of the best guys. And for me, I want to get done in one or two, but if I have to go all three, then that's fine. It happens.
Now, Mitch, I saw you a few times before you were in the UFC and, you know, way back in 2010, you know, at the Fight Club and different things like that. And I've definitely seen you evolve as a fighter. The last few years, just your training, you know, obviously becomes more of a full-time thing, more dedication. Where have you improved the most, do you feel, as a fighter the last 4 years?
Probably in the last 4 years, I think, like, I've always been a strong grappler, but I really focus on improving my boxing and making my jiu-jitsu a little bit more straightforward, you know, and cutting off the extra stuff that I don't need, making it very specific to MMA. As opposed to, you know, being kind of sporty. You know, and the other thing is I've been training with the U of A Golden Bears, wrestling with them. So using those aspects I learned from the wrestling team and adding into my jiu-jitsu has been a big thing as well.
One last one here. Big fight. Now you're from Saskatoon. You've kind of made Edmonton your home. Excited, more excitement knowing it's UFC at home in front of your friends and family?
Yeah, kind of. But at the same time, I'm very lucky in that I've fought Winnipeg and Fairfax, Virginia, and Vegas. No matter where I go, a lot of my fans and family have always traveled there to see me live, to see me fight, which is definitely a great thing that I can just treat this like just another fight. And yeah, it's in the backyard, but you know, I just have to treat it like just any other fight, or else I'm putting too much extra pressure on myself for no reason.
Now, one last one, Mitch. What about your fighting schedule? Would you like to be fighting more frequently?
Yes and no. You know, there's good, there's drawbacks and there's good things. You know, I work, you know, for as well to make money. You know, it's not about just training. And also in between fights, I want to improve. As you said, I'm looking to improve in the skill set.
Yeah.
In every fight, I pretty much showed that except last time because I didn't really get a chance to, unfortunately. But what happens is it takes time to get better, to show market improvement.
Okay.
So for me, it's been taking that time in between to become a better martial artist overall.
Well, Mitch, enjoy the first UFC in Edmonton. I know there's lots of Edmonton fans that are pumped to be there on Saturday night. And best of luck in your first fight starting in a minute with the the cutting of the weight. I hope it goes well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.